We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Yes.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Dragon boating is a sport more than 2,500 years old, and it originated in China. And Warriors on Water are Orlando's only breast cancer survivor dragon boat team. And here to tell us all about it and about their upcoming Golf Like a Warrior tournament is Justine Doles and Kim Ponder. Thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here.
I got so many questions here. First of all, before we get to the tournament, let's talk about dragon boating.
The sport of dragon boat racing, as you said, originated in China more than 2,500 years ago. And the dragon molded into the shape of a 40-foot canoe-like vessel, which symbolizes the protection from evil and disease. So a drummer sits in the front of the boat on a high stool, and he beats out the drum during a race. And we, as paddlers, kind of keep up with the drumming. That sets the pace during our racing. It's a 40-foot, like, canoe. Yeah. And we sit side by side, and we have 20 women on the boat. And we do 250, 500, and 1,000-meter races when we are racing. And we practice twice a week on Lake Fairview.
Now, to be clear, because I was schooled on this when you came in here, there is a difference between paddling and rowing.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, paddling, you are going forward, and we are using the upper body and our core muscles to paddle, and we are not rowing. We are paddling. So,
and I brought that up because it's important to the reason, one of the reasons why you're doing this and what it has to do with breast cancer survivors.
Yes, there's a Dr. Donald McKenzie. He is an exercise physiologist in British Columbia. And back in 1996, he realized that the goal to improve lymphedema and exercise for women that have just gone through, that the upper body and the motion of the dragon boat and paddling helps lymphedema and reduces the swelling that we have. And it is a fantastic exercise.
Because there was a, I don't want to call it a controversy, but there was a question about whether women should actually do that kind of exercise who are breast cancer survivors. And why is that?
Well, for many years, people were afraid that the upper body exercise would cause lymphedema and dreaded and, you know, and disfiguring condition with the lymph system. But it actually does more than that. The upper body activity improves the lymph system. And it also brings back the women and the men from being afraid to get out there and get back into the world.
Yeah, because your muscles are affected. When you have your mastectomy, your muscles are usually cut, severed, and doing what they're doing to reconstruct, then you have to learn to build back what has been lost while you're going through that. So it has been amazing. I mean, I found out about it through a friend, actually, and through my oncologist's office. And I was like, this is really cool. This sounds neat. Never been on a team before in my entire life. But boy, I missed it because it is so much fun. We have a blast, even though we're busting our tails while we're paddling and practicing and preparing for races, that it's so much fun because we get to have new friends, even though it's a lousy reason to get friends, to have to find friends through getting breast cancer. But I would not trade any one of these women for anything.
Well, how did you, I mean, before you started doing this, was there any dragon boating in Orlando?
Or
you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's many teams out there. We just happen to be the only breast cancer survivor team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there is another team, but they're just cancer survivors. But every event we go to, there's anywhere from 20 to 50 teams. And they travel from
one race to another.
Yeah. They come from all over the country, all over the world. I mean, last year, the girls actually went to Italy for the international event that they do every 4 years. And it was amazing to see the pictures. I unfortunately did not get to go for this one. I am going for the next one. But there was, what, 125 teams?
More than that. 219 wow. teams from around the world.
It was a sea of pink, but it was gorgeous.
It was in Florence, Italy. And it's almost like the Olympics. It's the International Breast Paddlers Commission. And when we race, also, we are in the breast cancer division. So everyone on the boat, including the steers person and the drummer, has to be a breast cancer survivor when we're in that division.
And you do all your practices locally.
On Lake Fairview.
Yeah.
On Wednesday evenings and on Saturday mornings. And we're always welcoming new paddlers and supporters as well, because we are a nonprofit. We are a 501c3 and we're all volunteers. So we have things like boat maintenance and dues and race fees. There's many other things.
And then you have some competitions or festivals coming up?
We do. We have races. We have the big one in Orlando. We are going to Sarasota and we are also going to Claremont. The festivals are fantastic because it's not only the breast cancer survivors division, but it is paddlers from all over the state, sometimes out of the state. It all depends on where we are.
I had no idea, you know.
Oh my God, it's got to be in the Olympics one of these days.
It has to be, doesn't
that
it?
That would be nice.
Yeah. And let me tell you, I have never been an athlete of any sort. I, too, have never been on a team. And we have a coach who's fantastic, and she is not a survivor, but she's very involved with survivors, and she really works us out, you know. And I've done things I never thought I could do.
Yeah, you do. You do things you never thought you could handle. Our coach Marlene, she is definitely
amazing. Yeah.
She is amazing. She definitely takes time out of her day and her week twice a week to come and practice with us and coach us, tell us what, you know, what we need to correct. She's a good coach because she not only tells you what you're doing good, but she also tells you what you're not doing, but she does it in a way that doesn't make you get disappointed. You know, when you were growing up, somebody tells you you're doing this wrong.
And she's also in the USA team.
Yes.
She's on the USA, Women's USA and mixed as well. So she's been to China, to Poland. She's a big dragon boater.
Well, to get a sense of this, if you can't make it out to the practices they have a website, warriorsonwater.org.
And .com as well.
So warriorsonwater.org or .com. And go on there and you have the pictures of the boat and of y'all. It's just, you have to see that.
It's amazing, yeah. And we're also at warriorsonwater@yahoo.com.
Oh, okay.
And if you want to email, if you'd like to come out, if you'd like to just get on the boat, you know, if you are a breast cancer survivor, we welcome you with open arms. The camaraderie is fantastic. And it's a sisterhood that nobody wants to be in, but once you're in it, you're in it.
Yeah.
And we all support each other. You know, women are women, but there's something, a bond that we have that is just amazing. I mean, I would have never met a fantastic person like him and all the women on the team.
One of the team members I actually graduated from high school with, so it's kind of strange the way we met through this, because she also found it at her oncologist's office, was where she found out about the team also. She was diagnosed like 4 months before me. She did not have the same as me. Everybody's journey is different, but it's so weird that we actually went to high school together and end up in a boat
paddling together,
doing dragon boating for breast cancer survivor. And it's just, it's unbelievable how you meet these people. But like Justine said, these ladies are so special. We do lots of activities other than just our practice and our competitions. We do parades.
Pink
bingo.
We do a lot of fundraisers.
We do a lot of fundraisers. As Justine said, we are a nonprofit, so we have to make funds in order for us to maintain and continue doing what we want to do. And we want to do this, and we want to build. We would love to have two boats going to every competition. I mean, I know that's sad because you really don't want to look for that many breast cancer survivors, but there are that many of us out there. And lots of people, when they go through it, don't have a support system that works. You have your family, you have your friends, but now every time one of us has another problem, we have the whole entire team, which is over 20 of us right now, that we can stay in touch with, can talk to. Sometimes there's things you just don't want to say.
We support each other.
In your family. But to call one of the girls and it's like, okay, they know exactly what I'm going through. Because it's so hard to explain to people what it is, because it's so different than anything else. So it's made it to where people can talk and you're not shut in a closet. You can communicate. If there's any breast cancer survivors out there that feel this way, they need to come and join, even just to talk instead of just,
and if they're afraid to be on the boat, we'll be there to help them.
One good way of doing that is to show up at one of your fundraisers, and you're having one coming up, a Golf Like a Warrior tournament. Obviously, it's a golf tournament.
It's our sixth annual Golf Like a Warrior. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's going to be Friday, April 26th at the West Orange Country Club. And we still have room for some more golfers, so we'd love to have you out there. We also have silent auctions. We have a wall of wine.
You have a wall of wine.
Yes, yes. We have a wall of wine. And this wall of wine, as I believe it's on hole one.
Yes,
and
I believe so.
As they pass by, they will have the opportunity to blind pick a bottle of wine. It could be red. It could be white for a nominal fee. Well, it's a donation. And in there are some special things like maybe some vodka. Who knows? Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
Of course, you have to have beer with golf. And golfers, you do not have to be professionals. This is just
for fun.
It is for fun. Even if you're an amateur, a pro, whatever. Like Justine said, we have some amazing silent auction items. Like we do have, as a hint, we have a foursome at Champions Gate, also with an hour with a pro that's going to be on that silent auction. And that
We've had some very generous donations.
We're still looking for some more. So if there's some businesses out there that would like to help us out, you know, get in touch with us. They will post this up on 105.9's website. So you can find our link if you did not catch it through the interview. They will have it up so that you guys can get in touch with us. We would love any help. If you want to come out and just hang out with us that day, we would really, really, really love to have you.
You need to register beforehand, though.
Yes, we'd
like to know how many. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It is, but
because we all
God
have a
forbid,
lunch.
do not come. If you wait till the last minute, please just get in touch with one of the girls, with Jan, who is the head of the golf tournament. Warriors on Water. Whatever you do, just get in touch with us. Don't give up. If it's the last day, please just give us a call. We'll figure it out.
So it's the Golf Like a Warrior tournament on April 26th at the West Orange Country Club. And you can find out more about that on the website, warriorsonwater.org or .com, or on Facebook, or just, as we say, ask Mr. Google.
Exactly.
And put that in there,
and if you do Google it, there is, unfortunately, a Warriors on Water in Las Vegas, and they are a breast cancer survivor team as well, but it's Orlando Warriors on Water, just in case you do Google it.
Well, let's get back to the boating. You say you have one boat.
We actually have three. We have a show boat that is a 10-man boat. We also have a 10-man boat we do use for practice, and we have a 20-man boat.
Where do you get the boats? Who makes them?
We bought the boats, and I believe one of them we bought from another team out of Canada, one of them. But yeah, we buy the boats. Those are all the funds that we have to raise for things like that, and repair of the boats. We just had to repair the hull and some of the gunwale. So yeah, those are funds that are maintenance of the boats. So we have a show boat. And we were in the Winter Park Parade, St. Patrick's Day Parade. We were in the
Sanford
Parade. So we're trying to get let everybody know we're out there and see the boat and see our paddles and see what we do.
Yeah, you got a paddle right here.
It's very cool. Yes, it's a carbonite paddle. And as you can see, it's very lightweight. It is, unless you pick it up, but it's very lightweight. And we also put on a life vest when we're in the water. And we also put a seat cushion down so our butts don't really kill us too much.
It's better, I know people have this vision of an oar, this giant oar that you
We do have a giant oar, but that is for the steers person.
Yeah, but for this, this whole paddle is sitting right here on the table.
About 49 inches, and it is pretty lightweight.
Yeah.
And we all have, some teams have the same design on their paddle, but this one I got during the International Breast Cancer Paddlers Commission. So everyone has a little design, and we all kind of customize it to ourselves.
So the point is that it's not this ginormous thing. So if you want to get involved and you've never paddled before, you don't think, well, I can't handle this giant oar. It's not. It's just this little thing.
Well, yes. It's like a kayak.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. There you go.
And we provide you with the paddles, everything you need to get you started.
All right. So how long is a typical race?
A typical race is about 500 meters.
Yeah.
We try to do it under 2 minutes.
Oh, see, now I'm just trying to set people up who are maybe, I don't know if I can do this.
It's very difficult, and people get insecure. And let me tell you, I get butterflies when I'm in a race. But what we do in practice, we do for an hour of heavy-duty practice. So really, if you think about it, you can do anything in 2 minutes.
Right.
And when you put yourself out there and you're getting ready and we're lining up and there's 4 boats lining up at the start, we hear that horn, we just leave everything behind and just squeeze it out and just keep on going until we get to the buoy and to the finish. We've come in, we've won, we all have some medals, silver, bronze, gold, and sometimes we come in just a quarter of a second behind or ahead. That's how close some of the races are.
But you guys will, you know, if somebody comes in and just like, oh, I'm new to this, you just embrace them and say, let us teach you how to do this.
Correct.
And you become
absolutely.
One of the gang.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Correct. That's the only way you're going to do it.
Yeah. And I actually think we've got, what, 4 or 6 new?
We just recently have some new paddlers. We're super excited. One of them is her hair is just growing back. And, you know, it's just so exciting to see these women on the boat because we are all type A personalities. You know, we're all strong, strong women. Women are just strong, and we can do just about anything.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
All right, so check it out. It's Warriors on Water. They're Orlando's only breast cancer survivor dragon boat team. If you'd like more information, go to warriorsonwater.org or .com. Check it out on Facebook. Yeah. Go to Mr. Googles. And also come down to the 6th annual Golf Like a Warrior tournament. It takes place on April 26th at the West Orange Country Club. You might want to register for that up front. Or you can just show up and cheer everybody on,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And grab some wine.
Yeah, absolutely.
We
absolutely
have lots of that.
Yeah, so if you email us at warriorsonwater@yahoo.com, I'm Justine. I happen to be the team president this year. I have one more year to go. And I usually do check all of the emails, so feel free to email us anytime.
And go over to the VFW Post 2093 on Edgewater Drive on Wednesday nights
at 6 o'clock.
Right, or Saturday morning.
At 8 o'clock.
For the early risers, you can go check that out.
Yes, well, it's beautiful to be on the water.
Yeah.
And we're also grateful to be alive and to be on the water and to see the sun set on Wednesdays and see the sunrise on Saturday mornings.
And there it is. So Warriors on Water, Orlando's only breast cancer survivor dragon boat team. Well, Justine Doles and Kim Ponder, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.